Yeah, obviously it's been a whirlwind 3 months, but at this stage, mate, all's going well and feeling good so far.
You're having a bone marrow transplant at the end of this month in Melbourne?
Yeah, that's the plan. So I've had 2 bouts of chemotherapy, which has pretty much put me into remission heading into this transplant.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the transplant process goes well and gives me every chance at beating this leukemia.
Chemo knocked you around a bit, Christian?
Yeah, the first bout did massively. Obviously, I was just, I think they hit a pretty heavy dosage of that. And then sort of recovered from that, and then you sort of feel good again and then have to go for another set of chemo, which I guess both bouts, I sort of caught infections on both. And obviously, when you have no immune system, you're really susceptible to that stuff. And yeah, I guess it's all part of the journey, but up and down days, and yeah, definitely knocks you about, but I'm staying as positive as I can throughout it.
Just on finding a suitable donor, was it hard? Has it been a process?
I think obviously they test the, I think the best matches are your or chance that are your siblings, and then if you don't get any luck there, then you go on the world register to try find someone around the world. But luckily enough for me, my younger sister is a match. So I think for the family that's quite a special thing, and for your sister to give you a gift of trying to save your life is quite special. So
And all things being equal, Christian, the prospects are reasonably positive from here, aren't they? If this takes okay,
yeah, I think reasonably positive. The things in my favour are, I guess, I'm young and pretty fit and healthy, and there's a suitable donor and a match there. I think all those things weigh in your favour, and you just give it every chance. I think one thing they can't guarantee is that everyone's going to be sort of cured from this sort of thing. But I think it gives you every chance at beating it. And you've got to go in optimistic, I think, and be positive. So, yeah, I think from this stage on, I'm staying reasonably positive and confident.
I spoke to you yesterday. One of the things you said to me was that the prospect of playing football again was a real motivator for you.
Things are, you've been playing footy and that's all I've sort of known the last 10 years. And then for that to get sort of cut down for you is a big shock, obviously. And then, to think if things go really positive and reasonably well, then you're a chance at playing footy again. It definitely gives you some goals to sort of chase. I think that's a motivator for me is if I can get on top of this. And I think it's come from the support I've been given from the rugby community, not only in Canberra, but globally. I think, the amount of support I've been given to give me every chance at sort of beating this disease is giving me motivated and positive.
So yeah.
I hope one day to be able to run out there on the footy field, whether it be club footy or anything. And if not, as well, if that's not a possibility, then I'm happy to accept that as well.
You'll be doing it, Christian. Don't worry about it. Christian Leilafano with us from his farm. The massive support here as well, Christian. And Greg saying, Christian, you're one of the best people in the rugby world. I wish you all the best with your up-and-coming treatment. It's silly to put timelines on these things, I guess, Christian, but do you have some sort of timeline in your own mind as to how it might go from here?
Not really. I think each day is going to be a battle. So at this stage, I'm taking it day by day. I think roughly the specialist down in Melbourne was sort of giving a 6 to 12 month sort of time frame of recovering. And yeah, I don't know. I think to sort of have a long term goal of trying to get there or see a light at the end of the tunnel is nice. But taking it day by day for me has worked really well.
Christian, when you first got the news, you had been battling flu-like symptoms or something like that, and then when you were told, can you just tell us what your reaction was and how you were feeling up until that diagnosis?
I think obviously I just felt real run down and just didn't feel myself. Through, I guess, the back end of the June test series into the last, I think, 3 or 4 Super Rugby games. I just couldn't shake a cold or flu, and I just, had sort of flu symptoms, and I was tired all the time, and then just training, I was just getting fatigued real quick. It was hard to sort of pick. I think the doctors and Bernie and that were just saying that I'm a bit run down from the season and just had a newborn baby, and I was just a bit tired from changing nappies and whatnot. And then, to finally get the news and blood test results was just a massive shock. But I think things happened really, really quick. I didn't have much time to really sit down and sort of register at all. And then, but obviously a massive shock to myself and the whole family. But, I was just, as soon as I found out, it was about just tackling it head on and, finding out the next process of trying to get better. And that's sort of been my approach each day, is how can I get better each day?
Mm. The support from the Brumbies has been quite incredible, as well as the rugby community. And I guess that has been very important to you. And Phil Thompson, of course, who's the CEO at the moment, had a battle with leukemia himself a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the Brumbies have been fantastic. Obviously, they're an amazing organisation, and hence why I've been around for so long as well. And, we talk about family, and I think that's what makes this place special, this rugby community, and the Brumbies especially have been really, really special in helping with any way they can with myself and my family. Phil Thompson has been amazing throughout it all. Obviously, I was in hospital, I think, the Thursday night, and he was in the Friday morning talking to me about his process and his diagnosis and what he went through, which was, to have someone there, especially from Brumbies as well, was comforting to know. You can definitely come out the other side better.
Yep.
And he's been a massive support.
Yes, and the Light the Night Walk tonight, I guess, is part of that awareness campaign, the support for people battling blood cancer. It's very important.
Yeah, I think an amazing initiative to have there. I think around the nation it's been well received, and everyone, the amazing thing as well is everyone's knows someone or has a family member that's gone through it, and the Light in the Night cause has been fantastic to head out there tonight, and the Kingston Foreshore, the Brumbies as well, Trevor Hancock and the Brumbies fans have got around me as well, which is really, really humbling to yeah. The fans and supporters get out to support not only myself but other families and other members around the community that are going through some similar thing.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Christian. Well, best of luck, mate. And as I say, the prospects are good. We wish you all the best. Tremendous wave of support from this end of the operation, at least. Anyway,
thank you very much.